Penguin Random House Audio presents Noble Chase by Michael Rudolph. Read for you by Mark Deakins. Prologue. The airwaves crackled with static, so he adjusted the squelch on the VHF radio. Then his scalp started to itch, so he lifted up the back of his hairpiece to scratch the offending spot. She was irritated by the gesture, but stood by silently. Finally, he picked up the microphone and sent out the first distress call.
"Mayday, mayday, mayday! This is Satin Lady," he went on,
panic building in his voice, and then he repeated,
"Mayday, mayday, mayday!"
Channel 16 went instantly quiet. It was an unnatural silence. The Coast Guard constantly monitored Channel 16 and was the first to respond.
Satin Lady," he heard the radio operator say. "This is the United States Coast Guard station on St. Thomas. Give us your position and the nature of your emergency. Over."
He did not reply.
"Satin Lady, this is the United States Coast Guard. I repeat, do you copy? Over."
He put the mic to his mouth again.
"Yes, Coast Guard. We've hit a reef that's put a big hole in us. We're sinking. We need help."
This time, he released the transmit button.
"Okay, Satin Lady, we copy. Give us your position. Over." "I don't know our current position. Water is filling the cabin."
His transmission was becoming fragmented. The anonymous radio operator heard the panic and tried to be reassuring.
"Satin Lady, stay calm now. Can you give us the time and place of your last known location?"